Roy Choi is co-owner of Kogi Barbecue and a trailblazer of the food truck trend. He released his memoir today titled L.A. Sun, My Life, My City, My Food. Madeline Newells found one of the five Kogi trucks parked by Los Angeles Community College.
A sweet and spicy smell attracts hungry students during the lunchtime rush. A line of people wait impatiently at the Kogi Barbecue food truck that's decked out in stickers and buzzing with a bunch of new orders. Maria, a student at LACC, says she loves the barbecue short rib taco, one of the favorite menu items.
Because it's a combination between Mexican and Korean cuisine, so you get like the Mexican flavor of taco, but with the kimchi, it just adds a whole new flavor. It's like a party in your mouth.
Esther, another LACC student, comments on the convenience of the trucks.
I've been enough times where I can't remember how many times, so I guess I'm frequent. Every time I see it around, I try to get it. I like the convenience, usually. It's quick and I don't have to wait very long.
The popular food truck, known for fusing Korean and Mexican flavors, kickstarted the food truck revolution and relied on Twitter to connect with its customers. Editor for the food blog, Eater LA, Kat Odell, credits Roy Choi as one of the top chefs in LA.
I think that Roy Choi is a very prolific LA chef, and I think that he's credited, aside from inventing Kogi, I think that the success of Kogi has also helped put Los Angeles on the dining map.
Odell also mentions the rise of social media as having a huge influence on the food truck trend, specifically for Kogi.
I think that actually it's interesting because the rise of Twitter and the rise of Kogi happened very much at the same time, and I think that Not that Twitter is the reason for the success of Kogi, but I think that if Twitter hadn't been around, I don't know that those trucks would become so popular.
Odell thinks that food trucks in LA are tapering, but believes that Kogi Barbecue is here to stay. And now with the new book, diehard Kogi fans can find out a little bit more about their favorite truck. Madeline Uhls, Annenberg Radio News.